Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Going to get into a little boxing here. The legend himself, Iron Mike Tyson, spent some time with us. We'll bring you that interview here in just a minute. But I want to let you guys know, first, let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And Mike McDaniel has confirmed that Darren Waller out for Sunday.
Who's that going to be first, Waller or McDaniel?
Waller, but not very far apart if they don't win this week, Vlad. Not very far apart, dude. So you got that going. It looks like Benito Jones is out. We kind of heard that from Anthony Weaver. And those are the latest as far as the injuries are concerned for this week. So you got that coming your way. Tomorrow night, Canelo Alvarez defends his undisputed super middleweight title against Terrence Crawford from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. But coming up in December, Iron Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino this December. I'm giving away tickets. All you got to do is text in a keyword every day. Today's word, CHAMP. C-H-A-M-P. CHAMP. Text that to 20357. That's today's word, CHAMP, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. And you guys can get your tickets at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. And we got the privilege to talk to the man himself, Iron Mike Tyson. Spent some time with me and Leroy. Here's what he had to say. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here on FM 104.3 WQAM down here in Miami. And we're very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys can catch him live on tour as we got Return of the Mike coming to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on December 14th, his one-man show. Mike Tyson joining us here. Mike, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Pleasure talking to you.
So this is is this like an updated thing? Because I remember like probably like 10 years ago you were doing a one-man show. So what does what's the new one encapsulate?
Well, pretty much, stuff that happened, me be getting beat by the damn YouTuber, me and my Roy Jones fight, and you know my lawsuits. It's gonna be a lot of interesting things.
What's it like putting that stuff down? Like the process of like putting it all into a show together. Like who's with you? What is that process?
My wife is constantly writing stuff down from the last tour, and we're adding new stuff, things that happened, lawsuits that we won, lawsuits that we lost, and just things that happened.
You seem to be in a better place now to tell this story and to tell the stories and the things that you have gone through since the last one-man show.
Hey, man, I like laughing at myself. You really think that sometimes I get this ego when I start looking at myself and material things, and I forget that I'm just an idiot. We get sometimes.
Like, what's the rush like as far as like performing for people and telling them your story as opposed to fighting? Like, is it a different rush? Is it similar?
Yeah, it's just it's my story. It's me just telling my story. I got you captivated. It's all. It's really therapeutic. Yeah, and I get a lot of therapy from it.
Well, you guys can get your tickets. They're going on. They're on sale now. Hardrock.com/Tyson. And he's actually gonna be. It says you're gonna be shooting a special while you're down here in South Florida. Was there a particular reason South Florida was the choice?
Well, he shoot it for a television show. I don't know who who's buying it, but it'll be for a television show. It'll be like the first home.
Is there any reason South Florida was the choice, why you chose to do it down here for the one that shoots for the show?
Well, I think it was the best place to be, Brian. It's closer to my house.
Yeah, how are you liking living in South Florida?
Hey, I'm getting used to it. You know, every time I go outside, I feel like I'm taking a shower, though.
Don't worry, Mike. October to March is the best weather in the country.
Good God, man. Every time I go outside, a shower I gotta take.
Yeah, you're in the midst of hurricane season right now, Mike. That's that's the beast of it. It was recently said that you're going to be fighting Floyd Mayweather. Why the hell did he agree to fight you? That seems like a bad decision by him.
Well, listen, I was minding my business. I'm flying my birds, tending to my children. And he's the one, he came with the sign. His name was on the contract signed already. And he's talking really bad and nasty to me. So I was like, God, damn. I told him we were friendly, talking crazy.
He's all right.
That's got to be such a cool thing for boxing fans, though, Mike, to have two of the all-time legends in there. Are you excited just to see the thing of that like it was with you and Roy?
Nah, man. We want to get him, man. What are you talking about? That talking crazy. Like, kick his ass.
He doesn't know what he signed up for.
Yeah, I thought it was an exhibition. He's talking crazy.
So he's like, this is, but Mike, come on, man. He can't be doing anything to you. Like, that's a bad decision by him.
Hey, he made a good money choice, though.
Everybody's, speaking of money, everybody's very fired up this weekend, Mike. We got Canelo versus Crawford. You've been in super fights. Is there anything different about a fight when, like, the world is watching as far as what are these guys going through when it's a fight of this magnitude?
Hey, these guys have been doing this stuff for a long time. So these guys are used to it. They're not going to bother them. Only thing that's going to bother them is, you know, their performance. That's why they're concentrating on their performance.
I kind of look at, like, see, I'm a 90s guy, right? And when the heavyweights were strong and powerful, and now I got to look to the little guys. And it's a little bit different for me. When you look at the weight class that you dominated in the heavyweight, and how if you were a heavyweight champ, you were the baddest man in the world. And now we can't really do that now because we got pound for pound and all these things. Back in the day, it was, you the heavyweight champ, you the baddest in the world.
But this is what you have to understand. Boxing is turning to, it come from more of a macho sport to a business now.
Right. I got
so
you.
Now it's about who could bring more. You don't have to be the best fighter, but you could bring more seats to the arena. That's what it counts for.
Right. So the guy that talked the most trash, the guy that get the most eyes on him, it don't even matter whether he win or not.
No, exactly.
Right. That drives me crazy. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
I found that in all businesses, not just boxing. You have to be a salesman.
So, Mike, this whole experience, what's it going to be like for the people who get there to the Hard Rock Hotel for your show? What can they expect?
Hey, I mean, it's going to keep it real with them. You know, I'm not the best guy in the world. Like, you know, and I just keep it real. That's all.
But people still, like, Mike, they want to hear the whole story. Like, that's the thing, is you do have something that everybody, when they come to see you, is it like a journey? You take them through the ups and downs?
Yeah, it's going to be what they know about. There's not going to be nothing they don't know about. Everything I tell them, they're going to experience it with me, because I mean, it's talking about my life and what I experienced. Even the stuff recently about my lawsuits, and it's all recent. Everybody knows about nothing they don't know about.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a show. You guys got to get out there in South Florida. Go get your tickets now. HardRock.com/Tyson. It's going to be December 14th. We've been giving away some tickets this week, Mike. People are fired up for it down here.
You're I'm South excited. Florida now. Well,
they can't wait for it.
This is home now, huh? I never thought I lived in Florida. Down South, Mike Tyson. Well, I guess originally we're all from the South anyway, I guess, right?
Mike, we're looking forward to it, man. Thanks for spending some time with us. And I'm sure the hometown crowd down here is going to be looking forward to seeing you on December 14th at the Hard Rock.
Hey, thank you, man. I look forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to Mike Tyson for giving us some time. That was fun yesterday, Leroy.
It was. Like, hey, Vlad. And here's the crazy part. Like, normally, me and Tobin get to chit-chat because we do interviews after the show on his link, on Tobin's link. We had their link. So, like, you go on, start, whatever. No prep, no nothing. Me and Tobin couldn't even see each other.
Yeah, we had to wait. We had to wait in the Zoom lobby.
Right. That's a weird lobby to be waiting in, by the way.
It is a weird lobby.
I don't like waiting in the Zoom lobby.
I don't like waiting in the Zoom lobby either.
It's like going to the doctor's office.
Hey, no, it's worse. You know why? Because you can't see the people you wait with. So I'm like, I'm texting Tobin. Hey, am I in? Do I need to do something? You on? He goes, it's not my link, dude.
Not my link.
It is weird. I've been in I was in a Zoom sales meeting last week, and I'm like, with Dan Day, and I'm like, I see all these people. I'm like, I'm talking to Dan. I'm like, Dan, is this the right meeting? Like, why is all these people here with? Can they see what we're writing? Like, can they see us? Like, you start getting.
Oh, you got to be careful in that private chat.
You start getting anxiety because you're like, what's going on here? So yeah,
it was funny because we you know, they didn't give us a ton of time with him, but we obviously appreciate the time they did give us with him. You know, he's a very busy man, but Leroy was like immediately, like, we saw that he was eating candy as we got onto the stream, and Leroy's asking about his candy. Like, we got to start. But he was loving it. He was like, they were talking about Now and Laters and Jolly Ranchers.
Hey, wait, Vlad. Periodically, I have conversations with guests that take us to our childhood and away from Tobin's childhood.
Oh, yeah.
So we start talking about Now and Laters and Jolly Ranchers, and Tobin's just sitting there. But he was all, like, we could have had a 10-minute conversation about that.
Oh, but, dude, he was very chipper yesterday.
Yeah. Let me say this. I asked him what he was eating, and he said a gummy. And he said Jolly Rancher. But, yeah, it got him jolly, but it wasn't no rancher.
I told you.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was probably one of the better ones we've had with him. Because sometimes, like, and he's just that person now. He, like, after, like, an hour of doing this, he gets cranky.
Yeah, he was up for it. He was up for it. Probably the perfect amount of time, you know? Like, 7 minutes, bing, bang, boom.
You know what also? I think if he also recognized or remembers somebody that of
See, I could have went in conversation with
right, like you're before. You're a former athlete. He probably knows. He probably seen you play or knows of you. So it's like,
You remember the Cleveland bars, Leroy?
Yeah. And listen, let me just point out. Remember the story I told y'all about Bone Thugs?
Yep.
No, what's that?
That was the night that we ran into Mike.
Refresh Vlad on the story.
So I went to the club. They say, one of the guys from Bone Thugs said, hey, man, come out with us. I was like, all right, cool. Right? So get in their car or whatever. We get to the club. And then there was an announcement that terrified the hell out of me. Hey, man, do they have a metal detector? Oh, man, they had to go unload in the back of the truck. I was like, oh, never again. But that was the same night we saw Mike, because he had a place in Cleveland. So, yeah, and he was sitting in a corner, like sitting in a booth by himself, maybe with one other dude, just chilling. Like, that's like, you ain't go up to Mike.
I just want, you know? He just wanted his snacks yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good to see him, like, almost energized.
By the way, right? I love how all old men eat snacks the same way.
with putting it into like, its own little bucket.
Doing dice.
So much like, of Mike, and I'm like, yo, is that Leroy? Like, it was like Leroy eating when Leroy comes back from break with snacks in his hand. Like, yeah, it's always.
You gotta shake him up.
I kind of want to see
him. You know what? Vlad, you know why you shake him up? So you could get one individual. Like, you basically, like a Pez.
Like a hopper?
Like your hand working like a Pez dispenser.
It's coming, so up, like a, know. It's coming up like a Powerball.
Right. You get one. Right. No.
Like a lot of one.
You don't want to get all the other ones sticky. So you shake it up, get one. Boom.
Timbo says, shake them up, activate the flavor.
Yeah. Hey, it is crazy, though. Hey.
My dad does it.
Hey, Tobin. Hey. Whether it's nuts, M&M's, whatever, every time you see an old man, he be sitting in that chair in the house, shaking it up one at a time. He ain't gonna just do a mouthful.
And they put a mouthful in, and they're trying to chew every. It's like they're trying whatever it is.
So you know what I'm thinking?
Independent flavor.
Depending on the flavor, you're trying to get every taste of that. You're trying to get every last taste.
You get every last taste, and then nobody can take it out of your hand.
Oh,
like they'll steal a bag. You know, you're not gonna take it out of my hand. So it's like it's like your own little supply there.
But yeah, it is. It is. You know what? I think it was a rite of passage. I don't even realize I do it. I just know it's been done with all the old heads before me, and now that I'm old, shake them up. Shake them up.
I woke up today though. I don't know if it was Iron Mike or what, but I woke up feeling dangerous today, dude.
I know, and you let us know that.
I was like,
he blew off. Wait, we go ahead on and tell the people what your Brando bet was at 7 a.m. just to let us know that you was about that life.
I was just in the mood. I was in the mood, dude, and I was just like, you know what? I was watching. We had the interview yesterday with Mike. By the way, I thought we were gonna get knocked. I thought I was gonna get knocked off the road, dude. It was storming so bad next to my house when that was going on, and all of a sudden, like as the interview's going on. It was like Thor was right outside my window. It was like, ka-tush! I was like, oh, I'm off. Like, I'm like, am I here? Am I still here?
Hey.
I thought for sure I was getting knocked offline.
Thank God I got that good internet. They fixed my internet. No blinking internet. They had to change. Dude, he told me the box. So the main box where the main internet is set up and then they wire from there is down the block. So he had to go check like 100, 200 feet of wire. That was fine. Then they have a local box in front of my house. And he said the little converter that plugs in there and then goes to my house, he said it's like 12 years old.
Oh, geez.
So he had to update that box.
Yeah.
And once he did that, I got that ironclad internet. Nah, dog.
But so I did that. And then I was watching the countdown. And I just was like watching this Terrence Crawford. And I can't help it. And I was just like, I'm betting on him to knock him out. I'm betting on Terrence Crawford to knock Canelo out.
Knock him out.
I'd put it on him to knock him out, Vlad.
How much is that? How much is
it's
that?
7-1. Plus 700.
Can I just say this, Vlad? Going up in two weight classes, think about knocking the bigger guy out. That's not even the worst part. Ever since we've been talking about this fight, this man has said to me 1,000 times, Crawford may be able to piece him up, but he cannot knock Canelo out. Is this not accurate?
I have felt that, yes.
So just, no, not
I have said that, and I have said that.
Okay, and so just imagine my surprise when I get up in the morning and read old Froggy shooting out the text, Terrence Crawford gonna knock him out.
I felt dangerous.
Every conversation we have had.
Don't feel dangerous.
He has emphasized that point to know it. There's no way Terrence Crawford is going to knock Canelo out.
But I will say this, though, Leroy. That Terrence Crawford's performance against Errol Spence
scares everybody in
like
the world.
Even great boxing analysts. You had Martin Bader here, Tobin, he knows this sport very well.
It terrified me.
It's still fresh in people's mind. Like, we haven't seen Errol's – fam – we have not seen Errol Spence since.
Mm-mm.
Dude, I'm telling you, we were there live, and we kept looking at each other going, I cannot believe how he is piecing one of the best boxers in the world up like this.
To the point where, at the end of the last, he was being merciful. towards the end of the fight.
Right. Like,
he really could have put more pain in that man. But he was just nice. He was nice. He was just, peace.
You know what happens, though? When it gets to that point, you know you won the fight. You don't want to engage in anything that could get you hit by a wild punch. And I think Crawford is smart enough to recognize that. But it ain't stopping from piecing him up.
Errol Spence going to give him a wild punch to save his life that night.
Dude, he really was. It was amazing.
So that's still in your mind, like, right now.
It's definitely still in my mind. But I was like, even walking back, I was like, yeah, you remember that? Like, he was like Spence, bigger than him. He's like never been stopped. Two undefeateds. And I'm like, and it's just like he walked into that ring with a mission. And I just and there are a couple things about Canelo that have concerned me. In his last performances, I just feel like he's very rich. Okay, he's very rich, and I just
Crawford.
Not as rich as Canelo.
No, Canelo's.
Yeah, but he's Alabama rich.
No, but Canelo is.
He's Omaha rich.
Canelo's. I want to hear Canelo speak English rich. That's how rich Canelo is.
I saw Canelo. Canelo was doing the Mayweather to start this, and he's like, he's watch shopping, and he goes. That one's 900,000 and that one's 1,000,005. I'd take them both. I'm like, oh, man. Now, it's not that Canelo's not going to work hard. I'm sure he's going to work hard, right? But I felt to me like this is kind of his last hoorah, you know? Like, I think this is going to be.
Money grab?
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to fight David Benavidez, and I don't think he's going to fight Dimitri Bivol. And the other thing is, I've seen him lose to very good boxers. Now
he went up.
Yes. But also, Golovkin. So I thought
Canelo was like the best in the world, and he moved up, and it didn't work out. Now you saying, but Crawford can move up two weight classes?
Yeah, because I just think that he's that good a boxer. I just do, and he's strong, and he's vicious.
We thought Canelo was.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's also 7-1. Like I'm throwing it. Because there's some good juice on it.
It's better than anytime touchdown, Julian Hill.
Definitely. Although I was thinking about parlaying that with an anytime touchdown. You know, maybe if I go, Terrence Crawford.
Who else you gonna throw it to? Ain't you only got 1.5 tight ends?
Fair point.
Because all the guys you brought in that can't play and the guys you let go.
You know
so
what?
Between Tanner Connor and Julian Hill, somebody got to catch a touchdown.
C. Dallas says Canelo's gonna outclass him. Crawford can win, though. Look, Canelo, he's got to really hurt him, though. Like, he's got to.
Canelo is not going to outbox Crawford.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Vlad, what I saw this man do to Errol Spence.
No,
Me and Tobin, as this fight was going on, I cannot believe what I'm seeing here.
It's like, okay, it would be the equivalent. All right, you know what it would be like? It was
the Giants beating the Patriots.
No, because those two. No, listen, Errol and they were the top two fighters in the world at that time, and it was just one guy is so much better than the second best fighter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got you.
The distance between the best fighter and the second fighter in the world is greater than the second fighter.
Golf. When Tiger was number one, the difference he had between him and number two was greater than 2 to 100.
Right, yeah. And that's what I think when you guys are looking. Everybody had the same sentiment. Like, you're looking at you. I was at a watch party. I'm like, we're looking at each other like, yo, is Bud really that much better than Errol Spence that he's putting that much of a beating on him?
It was crazy, dude.
So, yeah, I can understand you guys feeling that. I also think if Bud wins this, his legacy solidified forever.
Yep.
Canelo doesn't.
It's kind of, yeah, Canelo's already, it's set.
Tobin's right. Canelo's already a certified, verified Hall of Famer boxing legend.
And I think that stuff matters to Bud. Like, I think he knows.
I think they're both Hall of Famers at this point.
Right, but Bud just got his
big. It puts Bud on a different.
Right. Canelo's been a decade, 15 years of being a top fighter.
Yep.
Bud, even after the win against Errol Spence, nobody was running up to Bud's door and say, hey, let's fight. No, nobody. They saw that beatdown. They didn't want none of that. So for him to do that to Canelo, you would have two of the biggest wins in the last 10, mm-hmm. 15 years.
It would definitely do more for Bud than it would for Canelo.
And it also
because if Bud doesn't win, you could always say, well, the same thing happened to Canelo when he moved up and he tried to move up two weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you could definitely.
There's built in excuses for Bud.
Yeah, I could.
There's not for Canelo.
We could go in there on Saturday and Canelo could be way too big for him and I'll look a fool. But I just don't think Canelo's that massively bigger than him. Like, I think Terrence, the height's the same. Terrence Crawford's got the reach. It's just a matter of, like, does his power carry? Does it? And it's like, neither of them are knock you dead, but man, Bud's so technically crisp. And but he just puts you in, and he can hit you from both sides. And it's just like, I just think he can move in different ways that put Canelo in bad spots.
And when's the last time Canelo fought a boxer like that with those skills? It's been a minute.
I mean, Bivol just jabbed him to death. That's all that was. You know, he's just like, boom, boom, and he couldn't do anything with it.
Well, what about the guy?
The best would probably be like early Golovkin fights. Like the one where Golovkin, first one where everybody thought Golovkin got screwed.
He did get screwed.
I agree.
He might have got screwed in the second one too.
He might have. That was a better performance by Canelo.
But Triple G was really good. Triple G got screwed on, I think, all three fights, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, I think the thing with Canelo is, like, I do think there's a blueprint, and I think this guy may be the best architect out there. Like, that's how good he is as a boxer. So, man, take a break. Mix it up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today here on this lovely Friday?
It's a lovely Friday. A lovely.
Not down here,
Friday.
It's not.
It's getting ready to rain.
Oh, it's torrential down here right now, dude.
Really?
Oh, wait.
If it's going to be like this tomorrow afternoon, I don't know about getting wet and watching the South Florida Bulls.
It feels like it's this every day right now.
It's just ridiculous.
Every day there's just a torrential storm going on. And let's see. Yeah, 70% rain tomorrow, Vlad, for Miami Gardens.
I mean, it's 70% all the time.
Fair point. Let's get to the mixed bag here. And we'll coincide that with a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. It's experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Tua. He got into, some people thought that Tua was a little bit in his feelings this past week when he was told he has turnovers in bunches, he says,
"That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy thing to say."
Well, he was asked about getting in his feelings, and, this is how that went.
There was an exchange that got a lot of traction on social media regarding the turnovers and bunches thing. Mm-hmm. Now that you've had time to think about it, do you stand by what you said, or is there anything you would like to modify?
Well, saying what? I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, your quote, I believe, was something to the effect of how you didn't get that you would be asked why you turned the ball over in bunches.
That I said it was crazy that I turned the ball over in bunches?
You were questioning why you were being asked that question.
I don't think I questioned it. I thought I said it was crazy. Okay. Yeah. So I think that's two different things with questioning it. But it's not like I look to go out there and throw interceptions, you know? It's not like we look to go and turn the ball over or, you know, fail on a certain play. So, yeah.
So I guess my question really is, though, your reaction that is crazy is You stand by that, then, I take it?
Well, yeah, I just answered that. I just said I'm not looking to go out there and throw interceptions. You know, we're looking to go out there and complete passes, get the right plays. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else you want me to answer that.
Easy. Do you think it was crazy of what Omar Kelly asked you? Yes or no? He was trying, like, Hal didn't ask him anything crazy. Hal asked him, hey, you made a comment about a question that was asked to you. Now that you have time to think about it, do you feel that it's crazy? Yes or no? That's it.
I mean, he kind of still said yes.
Then just say it. Like, why? What's?
But he did. He said he said it was crazy.
I kind of thought that the question was asked weird, though. Like, I didn't think it was asked very concisely, because it's like one of those things. It's not like Tua said anything offensive to Omar. You know, he took offense to what Omar said, which was a little strange. But it's not like he told Omar to go bleep himself.
But the fact of the matter is, he was looking at Omar like, how dare you ask me this question? Like, that's crazy for you to ask me that question when it's not a crazy question to ask.
So then I would say, like, do you think it's a crazy thing to take offense of? But he didn't really, like, he's kind of like, do you stand by that? And it's like, what do I stand by? You know what I mean?
Right. He said the actual, what Tua was trying to, I guess what I got from that was, Tua wasn't really saying the comment was crazy, but the stat was crazy. And so that's the way he tried to explain it. Now, whether that's what he meant before, that's what I got from his current comments, that he was saying that the stat was crazy, right? Like, wow, that's crazy, right? Because, like, again, you think Tua was aware of that before Omar brought it up?
No, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. But I also
him responding to it, saying that was crazy. People took the question as being crazy. Then when the next guy asked the question to follow up today or yesterday, I think he kind of tried to say no. He was saying the stat was crazy.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was definitely all weird. That was a strange exchange.
Like,
let's hear from Leroy's.
I would say it's very frustrating for, like, if somebody comes at you and they would say, "Hey, you fumbled twice in the last three games." I'm like, okay, like, you know, I don't like to just like, what do you want me to say? I'm not trying to fumble, but to like. Thank you for bringing up the worst possible, you know, things that I'm doing on a football field. Like, I don't know how. Let me ask you this, Vlad. How would any of us respond to any question along those lines during the course of anything, regardless of who you are or what you do? What we do as fans. Here's what we do as fans, right? We try to exclude ourselves from that. And I'd say, don't exclude yourself. Just understand why a player would be kind of standoffish or kind of,
From my perspective on it, it's like, okay, it's not like Tua said anything mean. It's like, okay, he was bothered by the question. Fine. But then you gotta roll it forward. It can't just be, hey, Tua, you kind of took offense to that question. Do you stand by it? It's like, what do I stand by? What you got to do in that case is like, but man, hey, you've turned the ball over X, Y, Z. What's the issue there? Then you kind of can move it forward. I feel like it didn't move anything forward with this exchange. It kind of just kept it in the same place. Like, you were asking Tua, hey, Tua, you were kind of snarky to Omar. Do you want to say sorry? Like, that's where it was going to me. And I was like, what does he have to say? It's not like he told Omar he's a jerk.
Right.
So, I don't know. Leroy's favorite, Alec Ingold. Intangibles!
Next thing you... Wait. This week, we're going to have him run a go route.
Jesus.
This is what he had to say on the Dolphins being labeled as soft.
I think it's an opinion. Everyone's, you know... They're certain with their own opinions, and they can have them. I don't think it should impact or affect how we approach our day-to-day? Like, we're, again, too busy to be worried about external opinions or anything other than our practice. Like, we have enough things that we need to solve together. We'll keep our focus on the field.
Always good. Always good, by the way, when both televisions have Dolphins coverage of players-only meeting that's going on simultaneous.
You know what's amazing? Saying we're not soft.
Yep.
While your most physical guy is running a 20-yard pass pattern.
Very strange. Very strange.
It just seems odd, right? If that's your changeup, then, yeah, we need to
might need a new pitch.
I'm telling you, Tobin, I may lose my mind this weekend.
I can't wait.
If there's some things I don't see.
You're recording, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to be, you know, I'm not going to be able to see it.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, I'm boots on the ground.
Man, hey, you got to, hey, I need if they lose, Vlad, Hawkeyes on Stephen Ross.
Oh, no, I'm leaving fourth quarter to get down to my special area so I can see if the glasses are, if he's looking down on the ground. When they lose,
oof.
He's like this.
Oh, man. Kind of makes me sad.
When they're winning,
yeah.
He's like.
He can waddle.
He's waddling. He's walking. Like, everything's good. I'm going to see because they can't lose to New England this Sunday.
Well, here's Mike Vrabel. He's had Tua's number back when he was the Tennessee Titans coach. Here's Vrabel on the weather they're going to be facing in Miami.
Going to be warm. It's going to be wet. It'll be humid. I'm sure it'll rain. Probably lightning. Who knows? But it'll rain, and then it'll stop. I mean, I think as a rookie, I think we might have played down there as a young player back when the dirt was still there, and it would rain, and then it would fill up, and it wouldn't drain very well, and then it would just be grass and then water, and then after it stopped, it would eventually drain out, but I think it's about what the forecast is every single time you go down there.
Do you think that the Canes playing the night before on an also terrible weather predicted, or is that grass too good?
That grass is really good, and that when you watch the Canes play and then the Dolphins play, it may be wet, but the grass doesn't tear up.
Let's see. The Canes game is going to end like by 8.
Yep.
So
they're going to put some of that neutral grow on it.
Yeah, they're going to have to, because that's going to be you got 15 hours. You got less than 15 hours to get ready.
They're not going to have to. Like, that grass has withstood, because remember they did it with, I think the last time they did it was with the Orange Bowl and then the Dolphins played, they had a game, the Orange Bowl, or was it the Orange Bowl and then the National Championship? No, it was the Orange Bowl and then the Dolphins played. And it was fine. I just think that's good grass. That's his own grass.
He bought a grass farm.
Yep.
He bought a grass farm.
So, I think they'd be fine.
You know what? This have the likelihood of being. There's going to be a weather delay during this Dolphin-Patriots game.
For lightning?
For lightning.
Might not be. Might probably going to be one with the Canes, too.
I'm just saying, because it happened in Jacksonville this past Sunday. So I think one of these games. So one of these games is going to have a weather delay.
Crazy, man. And
can I just tell you?
Hmm?
Of all the things to play football, the weather delay is the worst. Because you got your mind in a certain place, and then you got to start all over again. You got to stretch. You got to go out there and run around. You done already done burned a whole bunch of energy. And let's keep in mind, Leroy has not had a snack since 7 in the morning. I said, hey, we had a rain delay one time.
Well, this goes back to snacks.
I said,
it's about food.
The coach said, how's everybody feel? I said, orange slices ain't going to do it. Somebody need to go get me something. Dude, I ain't going to lie.
That is the mixed bag.
My whole routine is off.
That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.